Radio Prague News.
Tap water in Prague 6, which was contaminated by coliform bacteria, is drinkable again. Around a third of Czech families with children have serious problems making ends meet, according to data released by Czech Statistical Office. And Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová has reached the third round at French Open for the third time in her career. Tap water in Prague 6, which was contaminated by coliform bacteria, is drinkable again. Prague Chief Hygiene Officer Zdeňka Jágrová made the announcement at a meeting at Prague City Council on Thursday. At least 460 people were treated for diarrhea, vomiting and fevers between Friday and Thursday after drinking the contaminated water. The Prague Waterworks company on Monday said they will pay each resident who suffered health problems 5,000 crowns in compensation, on the basis of a doctor's certificate, and those who were hospitalized an even higher sum. Radek Jiránek, head of the Crime Prevention Department at the Czech Interior Ministry, has been named the new head of the Czech Government Agency for Social Inclusion, which is aimed at helping integrate Roma and other deprived groups into mainstream society. He is to take up the post on the 5th of June. Mr. Jiránek will replace the agency's longtime head Martin Šimáček, who was recently sacked by the Minister for Human Rights Jiří Dienstbier, who cited poor communication and the fact that Mr. Šimáček had refused to discuss a plan reorganization. Around a third of Czech families with children have serious problems making ends meet, according to data released by the Czech Statistical Office on Thursday. Some 45% of families with three or more children and 55% of one-parent families have insufficient income and are threatened by poverty, the study suggests. At the same time, the real earnings of Czech households have gone up. In 2013, the average income per person reached 153,000 crowns, increasing for the first time since 2009. President Miloš Zeman is due to meet the Minister of Education Marcel Chládek and rectors of two universities on Thursday over the three academics he refuses to name professors. Mr. Zeman said on Thursday that he will hand over the heads of Charles University and the University of Economics classified materials which prove that the candidates cooperated with the communist secret police. The president said he is convinced that the rectors will understand his decision not to appoint the three candidates Ivan Ošťádal, Jiří Fajt and Jan Eichler professors. Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová has reached the third round at French Open for the third time in her career. Kvitová, who is seeded fourth, overcame Silvia Soler Espinosa of Spain 6-7, 6-4, 6-2 on Thursday at Roland Garros. Another Czech, Karolina Plíšková, has failed to advance to the third round, losing to Romania's Andrea Mitu 6-2, 6-7, 4-6. My name is Ruth Franíková, and that's the end of the news.